Guillermo Aguirre's.
Guillermo?
Yeah. Guillermo's A. Guillermo A.
Right. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Hey guys, it's your host Sophie. Welcome to another episode of Ask with Dead and Hip Hop. Here we have our crew, and we're gonna start off this time with Mike.
Didn't we start last time?
Switch up.
Mm. What am I doing?
You're saying hey.
Oh, I thought.
People.
Oh, hey, what up, though?
What up, though?
And we got FIFA. BZ Paul Darty.
You trying to make me go all over the place.
Ken.
She got you zizzing.
Got me.
Right. Switch it up. Switch it up. Right. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the question. Our question is from Guillermo A. Because I know.
Aquio.
I'm going to butcher your last name if
Aquio.
I
accept
it.
That's racist.
Aquio? What?
That's what he said.
No, I'm saying that's racist.
Not
what she said.
Oh. What? I'm going to butcher your name?
Yeah. We promote equality on the show.
Yeah, if somebody was talking about Idris Elba and then they want to fuck up his name, you'd be like, oh, that's fucked up. You can't do that to Idris.
Mm-hmm. No.
If he called him ID's Elbas. Yeah. You'd be like,
ID's
real?
No, like, I know I'm going to... Whatever, Mike. All right, so... he asks, hey, Dead and Hip Hop, love the show. My name is Guillermo, as you said in the beginning. Okay, my question for you is, do you guys think that radio stations will become obsolete because the internet streaming sites like YouTube and Spotify, do you think one day we won't have any radio stations?
Mm.
No, it won't become obsolete. There was a recent poll, actually, that I put on the Dead and Hip Hop Twitter that showed that 52% of the people still listen to the radio, still get music from the radio.
But that's for right now, though.
Exactly.
But I'm saying it's been that way for a long time.
I don't think it's going to.
You know why things going to change, though, Ken?
It's going to change.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why it's going to change.
All right,
it's auxiliary.
School me, bruh.
I'm about to school you, man. It's the technology.
Well,
you know, like Apple,
music, Spotify,
Beats, all of that. All of that's coming inside of your car now. You know what I'm saying? And all of these companies are starting to put either data packages. I don't know how you get in the internet, but a lot of these new cars have like their own Wi-Fi and stuff like that.
It might be for like satellite radio.
And it might be satellite where they're pulling these Pandora and all of these streams.
True.
And SoundCloud.
We haven't got about Pandora.
Yeah, all of these different type of streaming services are now coming to your vehicle. The radio is primarily played in your vehicle. So if you have the same amount of accessibility to it and it's free, like how it has been.
Well, satellite, you got to pay though.
Satellite, you got to pay. Which is the reason why I don't think that they ever overtook radio. But I'm just saying, if they bring the other ones, SoundCloud and everything else that's streaming, then I can see how radio can get a run for its money.
You know what, though? They still do have commercials on Pandora and stuff like that, so it's kind of like the same thing.
But not really, because you choose the artist that the whole station is centered around. You know what I'm saying?
Or you can pay a subscription and have that ass removed.
But you still think the radio is not going
anywhere? No, it's not going anywhere. Terrestrial radio will stay around for the next.
It's not going nowhere.
But why? Like, why are you saying that? Like,
because people are accustomed to just getting in their car and listening to the radio, and they're not. I get what you're saying, talking about the technology and the merging of devices. But one of the things that I think it will be a hindrance to that is, for one, the cell phone companies, these data plans that they have out there will place limitations on how much people will actually stream and listen to internet radio, because it's what, 10 gigabytes a month? You can go through that easy. I go through that in a week or so. The other factor is cost. I don't think people will be, you know, willing to pay the price, which is why satellite radio hasn't taken off right now. Think about how long you're in your car, right? You're in your car from, what, 30 minutes to an hour, maybe on a commute. Is that long enough to pay $9, for internet radio in your car? Nah, you can just pop on the radio and keep going. Plus, there are a lot of people that like to keep track of the news. There's a lot of morning radio entertainment. There's also afternoon entertainment when people leave.
Traffic.
So, yeah, so there's still a source of entertainment on the radio. Some people are not necessarily listening for the music. They're listening for the actual people that are hosting the shows.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was going to say, localization, because, again, you know, traffic, all of that, and where the parties at, events. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Radio is never going to go away, but I think that it could be ate into.
I just, if I'm not listening to my own music, I'm just listening to sports talk radio. That's all I'm listening to. No, I don't listen to the, like, you know, we, I only, yeah, I don't listen to 103 and the, what's that other
107? 97,
yeah.
Whatever.
No, I just, sports talk radio.
I just think people are lazy. You know, I really do, man. People, I think people don't want to really go through the trouble of getting in their car, syncing their device up and doing all this other stuff. If they make it easier,
no, but that's what I'm saying. You don't have to sync it up.
I want to do what I want to listen to. I'm gonna sync my device up to whatever. Shit.
Right.
The radio.
And what I'm saying is the technology now. You don't have to sync your device. It's inside of your touchscreen.
So as soon as you get into the car,
yeah, it's just, in there. It's programmed in there. You tap Pandora app.
That's the other thing.
Like that. Not me.
Ain't none of y'all motherfuckers got a car like that, except for maybe Rod. I don't listen to the radio, so I never, ever, ever play the radio, so I don't really know.
So you're gonna be one of those people who make it obsolete.
I wish it was obsolete now. Shit.
Well,
I mean, the few times I've turned it on, I don't hear anything I want to hear, except for 88.5.
Is that a rock station?
No, it's a college station. Save WRAS. That's the only station I listen to. I don't listen to the radio. Yeah. I don't listen to talk radio. I sure as hell ain't gonna listen to fucking sports radio.
Even though it's convenient.
It's not convenient for me because I have a little cord that's hanging out of my stereo. I walk in, go.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I wanna,
easy.
Like,
that
it's
easy.
Way easy.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna waste my time skipping through stations trying to find something I wanna hear when
and
I can just plug my
the
iPod
same
in.
Song on, like, yeah. The same, on different stations.
And if I wanna hear some diversity, I'll just put my shit on shuffle.
Yeah.
I hate the song.
I do that sometimes. If I just don't wanna hear a certain album, I'll just get in the car, put it on shuffle, and drive.
Right.
I don't like being in the car, so I'm not worried about making my 30-minute trip that much better by, like Ken said, going and paying nine something a month. Or me having to listen to some jackass talk on the radio, you know?
True.
I don't need that.
I don't know. Being in the car is the only time I really listen to the radio. Really? Like, if I have to. And that's only because I don't have an auxiliary cord.
Probably like a lot of us here, you know, I don't listen to the radio a lot or that often either. But there are a lot of people that are in situations like yourself where they're just
ones.
A lot of people. We're talking about the massive amount of people that's in this world that don't want to go through the trouble of paying a subscription or don't want to go through the trouble of getting an auxiliary cord just to go off the street. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think that over the last decade or so since I got out of radio and I stopped listening to the radio that much, I haven't seen the radio decline that much over the last couple of years, even with the onset of technology. Now, could that change over the last couple of years because of that? I don't know, but there's still a lot.
52%? Think about when we were
based
younger.
Based on that poll.
But when we were younger, it had to be higher than that.
I guess what I'm saying, I guess when I look at that or when I see the high numbers of people still listening to the radio, I still find it a little bit shocking, especially when I see a lot of people talking about they don't listen to the radio. So the fact that there's still a high number of people listening to the radio like that shows that people still find some type of value in radio.
It might be 50%, 52% now. Shit, 10 years from now, it might be 21%.
A lot of people have the radio on.
It might get lower and lower. You said what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lot of people like have the radio on, but they're not really listening to it.
Like
and then like, it's like in the back of their head. Well, for me, sometimes it's like, okay, like I have it on, I'm driving. And then I'll be like, what the hell is this? And I'll just turn it off. Like, why is this on?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll just start installing these like internet radio stations and they'll stop charging for them. Because if the internet stations can make just as much money off ads, then what's the point of having, think about it. If a station doesn't have to pay an Ebro, a Rosenberg, a Laura Stiles, or a Charlamagne, an Angela Yee, if they don't have to pay them anymore and they can just play the music with the ads in the middle, why would they not?
And I'll tell you the
Nobody needs to hear that.
I'll tell you the problem
like
with that.
I mean, I
is
can
that,
too.
Is that, taking Pandora, for instance, I think they lost $33 million last year. The problem that the internet radio stations are running into is that there's a fight against it. So what they're doing is they're charging them these high royalty fees, trying to prevent them from penetrating the market.
Who is the record label?
Yeah, whoever sets the
industry
for the internet radio. So there's a difference in how much a radio station, a terrestrial radio station, has to pay royalty fees compared to the internet radio station. And I think the argument was, and this was a couple of years ago, but it hasn't changed much, was that the internet radio has a chance to reach more and more people compared to terrestrial radio. Terrestrial radio is more local, so they're going to reach far less people. So they have to charge their internet radio people higher fees because
it's like triple.
But they should charge them higher fees because they're going to make more money off ads because the ads are reaching more people. So it makes sense. So that doesn't really hurt the argument that much if you really think about it. If fees are worldwide stations,
they of can't course.
Afford it though. That's the thing.
Oh, they can.
But that's because, why that's why they lost $33 million though. Is that the only reason?
That's the main reason.
I didn't read this.
Yeah, it's
that's the main reason.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with what they have to pay in royalties to the companies. And then unless I keep waiting for it, but I think they don't want it. They don't want it. This has been going on since 2006. I wish I could remember that.
When you say the industry, what industry are you talking about?
Like this conspiracy, but there is an ASCAP or somebody?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's something like ASCAP. It's a corporation. It's an entity that sets the prices for royalties and music transactions and things like that. I don't remember the name of the company because we probably read the same damn article because I know exactly what he's talking about.
You don't think it's going to
work? Not as long as they keep those fees high, because they, you know, if the fees high, then they have to pay that, and then if they're not making the money up in the ad revenue or subscriptions, which is why they have it, then you know they will basically fade into existence because they can't pay it.
But all it's going to take is for people to start like jumping. Yeah, like if those internet radio stations get more popular, then whoever this they is y'all are talking about, but Pandora is still charging. But if these companies are saying, well, look, we want to start doing some kind of free station that we can run on, you know, the radio or whatever, where people can actually program what they want to hear and just let it run. If they can prove that, like, look, this popularity has grown 35%, and you're still going to make your money in ads, why would they not reduce the fees?
Like, copyrighted music has to get paid out, right, through royalties. Sure, right. So because the internet is so much bigger, they reach more and more people, so therefore the payout to the artist, if I play your song, is so much that I'm not making that up in ad revenue. Because the ads aren't paying that much, and I have to pay you three, four times depending on my audience, because you have to pay per thousand on the internet. So if I have an audience of 1 million, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It just keeps getting more and more and more, and they can't compete because their audience is bigger.
But the ads will pay that back. Because if your ads are all local, right? You're charging them a certain price. Mm-hmm. But if your ads are nationwide, so you have an Apple that's advertising with you, you have a Coke commercial running, your beer commercials running, they'll pay more.
I feel you, but so, what I'm saying is that the royalty fee
far exceeds that. So whatever you're making in is automatically going back out. Yeah, because you have to pay out these royalties. You see what I'm saying? And that's the reason why they're losing money. $33 million, that's a lot of fucking money in a year.
I think I don't see it taking over anytime soon. I think radio will still continue to be a primary source for people to find music. I think we're kind of like on outliers a little bit, and you know, everybody else just they'll take what they get. They don't care.
I think technology could put some dent into that. The easier, like Ken said, people are lazy. The easier you make it, the more people will use it.
I see both their points. I can see technology cutting into it, and I can definitely see the dinosaur model sticking around just because people don't want it to go away, and there's no real reason for it to go away until all the people stamp and say we don't want it. But shit, why would they do that? We're a lazy ass society. We're not going to stand up and say we don't want shit.
Sure.
You know what's going to take? It's going to take Obama getting behind the dinosaur stations for everybody to say, we don't want it no more. Then that shit will go away.
You know what, right.
Somehow tie it in with the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah.
Right. That radio station be gone in a month.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, Ken has a point. I think, you know, people being so lazy, radio was free. So, you know, you can always go and listen to your bullshit music you want to listen to or whatever. Well, bullshit to me. It's just bullshit to me. So, whatever.
You
listen,
know what
to,
it is.
Listen to your bullshit radio.
In Detroit, they don't have radios in their cars.
Because they steal them.
Because they shit stolen, so they drive around with cars and earbuds with their phones.
I got my shit stolen. My
you shit did? How many times?
Twice.
See? What'd I say? What'd I say? Man, fuck this radio shit.
You just put a brick in his place.
No, I gotta have my sounds. I gotta have what I want to listen to, man.
Dang.
So yeah, I gotta listen to my CDs or MP3s or whatever I want to listen to.
I don't feel like it'll fall below a certain point, but I feel like if they make it more like customizable, like in a way that it's still easy to like pick stations, I feel like people will kind of gravitate towards that. Thank you, Guillermo, for your question. Thank you, Ken, for your sarcastic clap. Don't forget to send all of your questions to our Twitter, AskDEHH on Twitter, and don't forget to send all of your questions to ask@deadandhiphop.com. Till next time, we'll see you guys later.